It's time to tune up your taste buds and take a trip to culinary heaven, because we're live from Jasper's Kitchen, presented by Hen House. Sit back, relax, and enjoy something new from the wonderful world of delicious cooking with our favorite chef, Jasper Marabli, and his co-host, food journalist, Kimberly Stern. And now, here's the godfather of Italian cooking, Chef J-Man and Toots.
Mamma mia, buonanotte. No, wait, good night. Oh, my God, what's the matter with me?
Jasper, we don't have long enough to talk about what's the matter with you.
You have me messed up right now because of this. You're asking me about Saturday and Sunday events, Miss Kimberly. Welcome to the show.
Welcome. It's Saturday morning. We're at Hen House in Fairway.
We are live from Jasper's Kitchen at the Hen House Market in Hen House. Let me tell you something. I love the Fairway Market. And, of course, all the great sales there. I'm looking at this brochure right now, and Kimberly, I'm telling you, when I start going through the brochure, I see my weekly recipe for chocolate mascarpone espresso tort. And then, I mean, I always started desserts like you. You know, that's how we are. There's nothing, we never gonna change.
Oh, I know. And sweet then, before savory all the time.
Then we go through the ads, and I look at all this beautiful fresh seafood for Lent.
Oh, yeah.
These shrimp. I'm telling you, I got the shrimp Sunday. Remember I told you I was going to come and get the shrimp?
Right.
They are better than the Mayport shrimp in Jacksonville.
In Florida.
My brother Jim couldn't believe me. All I did was get a box of Zatarain's shrimp boil, put it in the pot, 6 minutes with the lid on, took it out, put it on a platter, and he couldn't believe me. And, I mean, low carb, low calorie also.
And Dr. Jim is a tough one to convince, can we just say.
Yes. I saw you all having a little cup of coffee yesterday.
If you're listening, Jim, we know that. But,
Look at the cream cheese on sale with my cream cheese dip. You know about that, my brother Jim. He's got the recipe now. You know it's a tough one, 4 ingredients, but that's okay. Local poultry? Berkshire. Oh, my God. I'm going through this right now thinking, I look at the ads every week, but I look what's fresh and local. And you just got back from the big festival right now going on in Kansas City.
Food Circle.
And that's, when you think about it, that's what Hen House is. It's all about local. Even
Absolutely.
Our show today is all local.
Is there
a BOGO on there for you?
There is a BOGO. And what, oh, my gosh. Well, Scott Bath Tissue?
Bill Esch, where are you at? We're talking food.
And Sunshine, oh my gosh, Sunshine Cheez-Its crackers. Okay, sat during the World Series, one of the games I went to, I sat in front of the manager of the plant.
We got to get them all. Remember about that? I forgot about that.
And he gave me all these, and we talked Cheez-Its the whole game.
Did he bring you, seriously, like Mark Boyer brings us Pippin's pies. To the game. Did he give you Cheez-Its? Did he have bags in his pocket?
He didn't.
Come on.
But I said you should.
I bet the man does. He just didn't want it.
But the facts about how many Cheez-Its are made in Kansas City every hour.
I didn't know that.
It's staggering.
Oh, you promise me you'll get them on.
I promise you,
I'll email you about it. Don't worry.
Send you an email to remind me to send me an email because that's how it works.
I got
to
tell you, you missed this, though, but BOGO, buy one, get one free ribs right now. Craig Jones did these amazing ribs in the Instant Pot. Do you have an Instant Pot yet?
Not yet, but Craig's going to give me a lesson.
Kimberly, 30 minutes, these ribs looked like Jack Stack barbecue. I'm telling you, they were like the real barbecue place's ribs. I was just amazed.
In a pot,
30 minutes.
I'd have to see to believe.
My good friend Mrs. Gakem lives around the corner here, and I was trying to tell her last night about Instapot. She said, "What is the matter with you, Instapot? You're a chef." I said, "I'm not selling them. I'm just telling you about the recipes." I'm thinking about doing like a pork shank. I did the pork shank, but I did a different one. I did for the sauce, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking about doing something for Easter, maybe a lamb shank or something in there.
Do you think the family would go for it?
They're never going to know.
They won't.
I use canned sauce at home, you know, Jasper sauce. They don't know. Which is on sale right now at your local Hen House Market.
Okay, so we have talked, of course, we've got Driscoll's organic strawberries here. And, of course, we need to go to the tip and select.
Look at the price of the pie.
Pies.
Look at the pie.
$8.
$8. That's unheard of. Yeah. Buy five. Buy 10. Put them in the freezer.
I was just going to say.
Have a pie party.
Would Mark... Would Mark approve of that? Mark Boyer?
I'm telling you, I'm bringing back some for the guys at the restaurant. Yeah. They deserve a pie this week. You know, we have March Madness going on right now in Kansas City. Yeah. The Sweet 16, now it's the Elite Eight tonight.
That's unbelievable. Kansas, big game.
Oh, come on.
The city's a buzz.
Last night, I mean, even last night down in Power and Light, but tonight is going to be huge. They should be throwing some tipping spies down there.
They should.
Quiet down some of those.
They should have a street team.
That's right.
Street team with some mini pies.
And last night was the last night you can vote for the Madness.
Battle of the Brands.
The Battle of the Brands. It's kind of like they set it up. My friend Johnny Joe's Pizza. Have you had it?
Yes.
He's doing his own little March Madness with his – it's one section with all the different types of pizza he's had and who's winning. You can look it up online.
And we're going to have him on the show
soon. Go to Facebook. Yeah.
So, gosh, tomorrow?
A lot going on. Yeah, I'm going.
I just might go with you.
Well, let's tell people what we're talking about.
Charcuterie 101 with the Meat Shed. Of course, we've had the Meat Shed on the show. It's tomorrow at Olive Tree. Still time to sign up.
Yes, that's right.
For the event. It starts at 11 a.m. Matt DeMoss will be there making his famous pork.
Porchetta. Porchetta, and showing how to do some meat platters.
Yeah.
He'll be selling the bologna and all the other things, too. But all that porchetta. Wow. It's killer porchetta.
Love it. And, of course, the 19th annual Eat Local Plus Organic Expo, hosted by the Kansas City Food Circle, is going on until 3 today at Johnson County Community College. I just came from there.
How was it?
It was terrific. Oh. And saw a ton of our friends. Ton of people we need to get on
some
the
cards,
show.
I was gonna say,
yep,
hope so.
The Wiener Wagon. We're gonna have him on, and a great food truck. And I saw Yummylicious. We had him on years ago when he started.
Is he not the greatest Yummy?
He is.
Seriously.
He's a good guy.
I only know him by Mr. Yummy.
And he's doing, no, this is Yummylicious, not Mr. Yummy.
Oh, I thought you were talking
Chef
about
Yummy.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about Yummy.
No, I'm talking about cookies. And Povetitsa, he's now producing,
really?
And I had some of the cheese. And
I'm turning red right now. I'm laughing about my stupid mistake.
Yeah, you're matching your shirt.
Oh, thank you.
So it's really a fun thing. It's free, of course, and there are a lot of things you can purchase. And our friends Brian and Barbara Ritter, of course, the virtual beekeepers are there.
And Goldman. Boy, Kimberly.
Borgman. Janet Borgman.
Borgman. I call her Goldman all the time.
Janet Smith of Borgman.
She just laughs at me when I say, hey, Goldman, what's up? But Dr. Janet, what she is doing.
She's amazing.
With the goats, it's really something else. Yeah. And tomorrow morning, let's make a date.
Okay. Before the charcuterie, we'll go to the food truck brunch under the plane at the Roastery.
Oh.
Tito's Barbecue, El Tenador, Pita for Good, another food truck or two. And, of course, the drive-thru right by the
is
factory.
It open?
Not yet. Probably a couple of weeks.
I want to sit on that plane and go, boss, and look at Danny. You know, I could be sitting there and he could be standing there. I could say, boss, the plane. Get a picture of us. Huh?
We need a video.
About that. I'll do it with him. You know, we call each other twins, you know,
well,
when we take photos
I
together.
I know.
Because he's like 7 foot
12 like
and
DeVito
I'm 5
and
feet
what?
6, you know. 7 foot 12. That's how tall Danny O'Neill is.
7 foot 12?
7 foot 12.
Okay, Jasper, I'll go with that. Okay.
Why, you don't say 12? What do you say? Like, 7 foot 11.59.
And, of course, a great event at Pride's this week. La Dame de Scoffier, Slow Food Kansas City are coming together to co-host this annual fundraiser. You're going to be there. Lots of good stuff. It supports Kansas City Community Gardens, and it's going to be fun.
Pride's Old Westport, La Dame's, and Slow Food Kansas City. Doesn't get any better.
We'll talk more about that.
Kimberly, we're going to come back because we have a great show. I'm hungry.
I am too.
Let's talk more and all about food right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio, 103.7 FM, AM 710. It is. Do you know what song this is?
No.
Minnie the Moocher, I think.
Minnie the Moocher?
Isn't it? Yeah.
I've never heard this song before. Well, we're
Maybe
live.
Maybe it's not.
We're live from Jasper's Kitchen at the Hen House Market. You need to come by Fairway because we have a secret word to reveal to get your free gift certificate or Tippins pie.
Turtle pie.
Why are we saying turtle pie, Kimberly?
Because Mr. Bill Esch from Hen House just put two slices of turtle pie for all of us to enjoy.
Dangerous
in front
indeed.
Of us.
You need to let me tell you something. Easter's right around the corner, so it's time to start thinking pies.
Yeah.
And of course, everything else, because you need to come home to Hen House for the holidays.
Yeah.
Think about it. All the beautiful hams. Everything you can imagine for your family dinner. They have deluxe Easter dinners, which include the ham or turkey, four side dishes, Tippins pies, and rolls. And I'm talking about French silk, key lime pie, cherry pie, apple pie, or more.
I love it when you recite things.
But
Jeff.
Those, and I don't read. You know, I just have this. I have most of the stuff memorized. Let me tell you. And the side dishes, I'm talking gravy, dressing, green bean casserole, cheesy corn, and mashed potatoes.
The Hen House does it right.
That's right. And you know what? The Tuscan salad. Have you had one lately?
Jasper, it's my meal at least twice a week.
Had one again last Sunday. We took them home. We took the dressing on the side.
Mm-hmm. So do I.
And I'm telling you, that's a meal in itself.
Les and I usually get like two meals out of it each.
No kidding.
Yeah.
They are really
something
else. We eat
like birds.
You eat like birds. I need to start eating like a bird.
You've got a wedding coming up.
That's right.
Father of the Bride. Have you been watching?
I've watched
the Steve Martin movie?
You know, my friend Angela Holgraves gave me a copy right after the baby was engaged. And I've watched it a couple times. And you like to send me little YouTube excerpts.
I do.
So I watch it. I got my little sets going. So
I love it.
I have my little duties. You know, I'm dealing with the cookie lady right now. That's my my job. I'm with
the
cookie concierge.
And your job is to do that, write a check, and just stay out of the way.
I did. Thank you. I did ask Alex today. I said, Alex, do I need to get a uniform or something? He said, uniform, just a tuxedo, Dad. That's all. So, Kimberly, I'm a little hungry, and we have a delicious interview coming up right now.
We certainly do. From outside Boston, we're going to be talking sriracha.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Let's talk sriracha right now. Let's go hot and wild, of course, with those peppers right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Feeling hot, hot, hot. Feeling hot, hot, hot. Oh, Lord.
Kimberly, I know you like it hot.
I love it hot, Jasper. The hotter, the better.
We're going to talk hot right now. We're talking, habanero and ghost pepper hot prep.
That's right. We are so lucky to have Tim Wilcox, the co-owner of Kitchen Garden Farm, based in Sunderland, Mass., about 2 hours west of Boston. It's a certified organic farm that the couple started in 2006. I love this, with just an acre and a rototiller. So it shows that you don't have to have a lot of fancy equipment to do what you want to do. Tim, good morning.
Hi there.
So good to have you on. So you now, tell us what you grow in that garden and how it's expanded.
Sure, yeah. We grow all different kinds of vegetables, and we're growing over 40 acres of crops. This will be our 12th season as a farm. And one of the things that we like to grow the most is hot peppers. As you mentioned, we grow everything from, you know, cayennes to habaneros, Caribbean seasoning peppers, and the super hot, you know, ghost pepper, Trinidad scorpion, reaper pepper kind of peppers.
My face,
so that's
just
kind of
melted.
One of our specialties.
I have to ask you, my friend, I just got back from Italy and I had the Trinidad hot pepper. Now, what is the hottest pepper that you know? Everybody always thought that the ghost pepper was hottest, but there's hotter ones.
I mean, I think the ghost pepper is the hottest pepper that still tastes good.
So that tastes good,
exactly.
But
there are ones that are hotter than that. The Carolina Reaper, I think, is the one that people say is the hottest. But biting into one of those, it's just really kind of a medical grade, like ridiculously hot and kind of soapy taste. It's not
like
really
that
pleasant.
I like that, Kimberly. Medical grade.
Well, I think I saw a YouTube video of a guy tasting the Carolina Reaper for the first time. And he was in pain.
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting content on YouTube of people eating whole peppers.
That's right.
And you can get quite sucked into watching some of that stuff. It's,
well, I have to ask you, just in case, I mean, after we tried the sauce, and I was fine with it, but just in case, for our listeners, what do you suggest, milk? Or, I mean, I know you're not supposed to drink water afterwards. Milk and bread or what?
Yeah, milk, yogurt, yeah, neutral food, like a saltine, something like that. Just thyme sometimes heals all things.
Okay.
Well, you know, Tim, you and Carolyn, your wife, you grow a wide variety of specialty vegetables on your farm. You provide them to stores and restaurants throughout New England and New York City. But again, you specialize in the hot peppers and the production of sriracha. Why did you start making it? What was appealing to you?
Well, we had started having a festival in September during pepper season where we do like a chili cook-off and have all of these crazy types of peppers that we grow on the farm out for display. And we have bands and lots of people come out. So we were like, why don't we figure out how to make some hot sauce to sell at this event? And we chose sriracha sauce because it contains like the highest amount of peppers of any style of hot sauce. It's essentially just like it's similar to like a tomato puree, but with hot peppers. So it's mostly just a pepper sauce because we wanted to, you know, have a sauce that would be, you know, all about sort of like, we grow it. This is all of our stuff in here.
Okay, so
it kind of grew into a life of its own after that, and now we're selling all over the East Coast and even in California.
And online. Our listeners can buy it online.
Definitely. You can get it anywhere in the U.S.
Okay, so I actually did taste a ghost, and I gave it to Mark, our producer. But I have to tell you, I noticed that the and this is I'm on a very serious note here. With the habanero, it was very hot, but it was fruity, and I've never had that flavor before coming out of a pepper where it was fruity.
Oh, yeah. A lot of these types of peppers originally grown in the Caribbean, and they just have these wonderful tropical fruit aromas. And that's, we really try to capture the flavor of the peppers in our sauces.
You did.
I mean, we know people like spicy, and we like spicy too, but it's really about the flavor for us.
I mean, just enough, just a perfect amount of sweetness, but fruity, but still, boy, that hot just, it lingered on, let me tell you.
And I love the fact, Tim, that you and Carolyn, your kitchen garden farm, Sriracha, won a 2017 Good Food Award winner. So that's pretty prestigious for just coming out of the shoot.
Yeah, it was a really great experience. We got to go out to California and meet a lot of national buyers of specialty food products, and it's opened up a lot of doors for us.
So describe how you grow the peppers and how you make the sriracha.
Yeah, we're seeding peppers now. Just had the first ones germinate in our greenhouse. It's very exciting. And they get planted out into the field around Memorial Day. And they, you know, are fairly low maintenance. We just keep them weeded. And in September, they start to ripen. And it becomes really an intense scramble to try to process all peppers. We have about a six-week period where we're taking fresh peppers from the field and preserving them for use in making sauce. So between September and October, we processed 18,000 pounds of fresh chili peppers from our farm last year. And, you know, that's the only chance we get. So we're not, you know, we're not going to make it with someone else's peppers or like imported peppers, you know, in a time of year where we don't have peppers. So what we do, the first thing we do is we wash them, stem them by hand. They're all harvested by hand on the farm. And we go to a community kitchen where they have processing equipment. We rent space in there once a week, and we are doing grinding the peppers. We mix it with a little bit of salt and sugar and garlic, and it goes into 55-gallon barrels, and it ferments for a week. So that's step one. And then we have all of this, like, fermented pepper. It's almost like a sauerkraut made out of fresh peppers. And so that's essentially the precursor for the sauce. And then once it's fermented, we put it into cold storage. And then throughout the winter, we are cooking it and then pureeing it and bottling the sauce. Wow. So it's very little extra ingredients. It's mostly just peppers.
We're talking right now with Tim Wilcox. Tim has a great sriracha that I'm sure you will absolutely love. The name of his company is Kitchen Garden Farm. Three flavors right now. Of course, they have the regular, the ghost, and the habanero, which I really enjoyed. And Kimberly, you had the ghost. What'd you think of it? Was it too hot for you?
You know, I had just a little dot.
I gave it to you because it was too hot for me.
It was fine.
No, maybe because
I love it.
Maybe because I thought the habanero was just a little sweeter. That's why,
yeah.
I liked it.
No, I love really hot things.
Okay, we have to ask you, my friend, what's on the horizon? Any other flavors coming up?
No, I think that, you know, we're just trying to, you know, figure out exactly what scale of production we need to be at or what scale we want to be at so that, you know, we're still able to grow a huge variety of vegetables that we're supplying to restaurants and stores fresh. And we're trying to keep this sort of, it was started out as a side project, but now it's kind of blossoming into like a business itself. So we're, you know, trying to, you know, wrap our heads around where we are and just kind of figure out, you know, what scale we want to be at.
Well, I'll tell you something. I know when I'm going to make my chili again or some other recipes, I think this may be my secret go-to ingredient. I may even have to put it on some cream cheese and chive dip or, you know, something else.
I think
else.
That
just,
would be excellent.
Yeah, just to give
it. The original would be great with that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just give a little extra kick to something.
You're hot. He's hot. She's hot.
Well, Kimberly, you did it again. You found another great item. I'm telling you, everybody loves peppers, and they're going to really enjoy this one.
That's right, and you can order Tim Wilcox and Carolyn Pam's sriracha online at kitchengardenfarm.com. Tim, we're going to be watching you and Pam, seeing what new products you deliver to the market, and if it can be ordered in Kansas City, we're going to give you a call.
All right, great. Thank you so much for having me.
And congrats to you on this Kitchen Garden Farm Specialty Good Food Award, being the winner in 2017. That's really huge, my friend.
Wow, thanks.
This is Jasper Morabili.
And Kimberly Stern.
We're live from Jasper's Kitchen right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, live from Jasper's Kitchen, Chef Jasper and Toots. See if you know what this one is, baby. And by the way, you're on.
I know. We're just trying to listen. We're looking at each other like, which song is this? I Will Survive?
Little Summer? Little Unchain My Heart, baby.
Kimberly, I'll tell you, we got some great producers, engineers.
Don't we?
Everybody who runs this show.
We're turning Hen House into a little disco.
You know, Kimberly, we have 64 million listeners across the country. 18 people on the staff running this show. And two of the best co-hosts in the country. I mean, what's that? What's that one guy who said, you know, he's on live, from one end of the country to the other? What's that? I can't think of that.
Howard Stern?
No.
I don't know.
You know, I wanted to do the show like Howard Stern when we first started. I wanted to have a camera here watching us cook and everything and do the show. No one's ever done that, a cooking show with a radio show combined.
That would be
fun. Think about it. Let's get a live camera here. Should do like a live Facebook post.
Dennis says we could do it.
Let's go.
Do it.
Hey.
Well, you know, Jasper, go ahead.
No, well, you know what? I don't know anything.
Well, no, it's spring. And driving here, all the flowers.
I was on the phone with Lisa on the way here, and I was telling her, I said, a couple days of rain, and this town, spring has sprung. Of course, March Madness going on right now. You know my good friend Sarah Reed, she said, Jay, you're talking about KU all the time. She said, why aren't you mentioning the Bearcats, Northwest Missouri? They're playing at 2 p.m. today for the championship. So we
got
to get a little shout out to them also.
All right.
Hey, we have some great interviews coming up right now.
We do. We have a long interview with Powell Gardens that is absolutely fantastic.
I think our guests are really going to like it. So, Mark, you're back in the studio. No music right now. Just take it away.
Oh, it's Saturday morning, and we have with us today Barbara Feschenheier and, of course, Tabitha Schmidt from Powell Gardens. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Well, you know, Barb, I just want to jump right in and talk about what's going on, the food products and specialties. But, you know, a lot else is going on, and you brought in right off the bat, you started me with some samples, which we're going to talk about, and I start talking about figs to you and everything else, and we get off the subject, and we have to concentrate now.
Here we are, an hour later.
Yeah, exactly. So we have to concentrate. At Powell Gardens this season, it's all about food. Of course, new opportunities for guests, including culinary classes and a new festival and an exciting exhibition.
Our year is going to be jam-packed with things to do out there.
I'm so honored and fortunate that every August I get to be part of the Heirloom Tomato Workshop.
Yeah, Jasper, you're part of the family.
I feel like I even tell you guys the dates. Hey, here's where I'm going to come this year. Get those tomatoes ready. So Barb, what do you do at Powell Gardens?
Right now I'm doing food and products, and so I concentrate on making products. I make products inside of our market, not only fresh foods, but also I dehydrate and ferment and gather up food from the garden and make products.
You brought in three different things for me today, and let's talk about the little flower first of all.
Okay, let's talk about that. Blue butterfly pea flower. It's typically from Asia. It's the first time we grew it this year. It is a vine. When it blooms, it's an indigo blue. It's a beautiful color flower. If you harvest it right at that time when that flower is in peak and then dehydrate it, you can use it as a dye. I put it
I was just going to say, look at the color. It looks like a dye.
It's an incredible blue color. And so it, when we make a tea with it, it changes that tea color to a beautiful blue. So I put it in a peppermint tea. So not only are you eating peppermint, which is cool and refreshing and makes you feel refreshed, but now it's blue, and blue indicates cool. And so it's an incredible.
You know, chefs are afraid of color blue.
Why?
Blue restaurants, you never see a blue
I never heard of
that. Blue. Yeah, so you're really afraid because the ocean is blue? Come on, uh-huh. Doesn't make sense. Michael Smith out there, Michael Smith Restaurant, Michael Faust, you guys are listening.
You guys need to get some.
Don't be afraid of blue.
So I'm giving you a little challenge. Now,
hey, the cool thing about this, Jasper, is when you take an acid like a lemon or a lime and put it into that blue, it turns it fuchsia red.
Really?
Check it out, man.
So this is like a science.
I know it is.
I can tell you
I feel like
science
Barb
guy.
Yes, come on.
How about it? Okay, I am a sugar. I got problems with sugar. I'm going to tell you right from the beginning.
Uh-huh.
And you handed me this dried little fruit.
I handed you a jujube. And jujube, its botanical name is Ziziphus. Now, that really runs right off
your tongue. Come on.
Okay, jujube is from Asia originally, so it's not grown even in this part of the world. Well, we brought it in because it grows in our zone.
It's okay in the zone.
It's okay in our zone.
That.
We've grown at least 10 years out there. It's been one of those walkaway plants that you put it in the ground, you make sure it has water, you grow it. And it thrives. It produces, this little plant produces probably like ping pong ball fruit. And we harvest them late in the summer. We have found out that raccoons like it as well. We harvest it in the summer. We dehydrate it because that intensifies the flavor.
Oh,
you can eat it plain.
I'm having
you can
a few plain right now.
It's
again.
Also called Chinese date. Do you get that taste?
Oh,
it tastes like dates.
Just right now, it tastes like a date.
We had a chef use this at one of our dinners last year, and he made what he called an apple pie. You were at that dinner,
mm-hmm.
Tabitha.
Yeah, I was.
And he put a little spices in there, and everyone enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. It's an incredible fruit.
I am impressed. I'll
and you can grow it in this zone, and it produces hundreds of pounds of fruit for us every year.
No kidding. Yep. Well, this past Valentine's Day.
Jujube, people.
I love that. This past Valentine's Day.
It's fun to say.
See, I didn't know that. I like that. Some of the chocolatiers are putting rose little bits on top of their chocolates right now. It's kind of hot.
Oh.
I opened this up, this little container.
This Roselle.
And the Roselle, this is something else.
Roselle is typically a hibiscus. It comes from the hibiscus family, and that's the calyx. The calyx is the part of the plant that the flower is attached to. When the flower dies and falls off, the calyx surrounds the pod that's full of seeds. Well, that calyx turns a bright red. We pull those calyxes, say that three times.
No kidding.
Off. We pull them off, we dry them, and it's Roselle. Now, when you dry it, Roselle.
I'm smelling something else now.
I don't know what.
Because it was, the container was closed up. Now I'm tasting again.
And Roselle is, think of Red Zinger tea. Roselle is the base of Red Zinger tea. It has an incredible sourness. It is used in teas around the world. It's a very important food plant.
And once, especially with the dried product now, it kind of blossoms in your mouth.
Yeah, it has a great flavor.
So I have like a tea going on.
And
right
you
now.
Have a red tongue.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Thanks a lot for telling me.
Good thing this is radio.
Well, I know we have to get on with the interview, but my family, my brother Leonard, is into figs. My grandfather brought over a fig tree in 1919.
Mm-hmm.
And we lost it back in 1968. But my brother and sister-in-law are known for their figs. You can drive by their house. You can see the big trees and all, et cetera. And I was under the impression that you could not grow figs in Missouri. It's not a zone for it. And that's why my brother has to wrap it with tarp and hay and straw and baby it every year. I just received a Chicago fig tree. So I said, I don't have to worry about mine. It's, for this zone. But you're telling me fig trees are part of the zone.
Oh, we grow.
I didn't know
we
this.
Grow at least 10 to 12 varieties out at the gardens. We have put protection on them. We found that the protection may or may not save the branches, but we absolutely know that hardies are root hardy here, or figs are root hardy here. So you can grow a fig and get it to grow easily every single year.
Didn't know that. I thought he has such an abundance of crop every year, but I thought that's because he babied it and everything like that.
You know, we've done tests in the past of trying to baby them and try to cover them, try to do some root pruning and lay them over and cover them and protect them. But we found that first, that gets a lot of rodents in there. We've had a lot of problems with mice and field rats getting in there with all that protection. And so just by leaving some unprotected there and where you position them, if you give them a little bit of protection next to a building, protection from the north winds, you'll get a much bigger and better crop the following year. But typically, we have found every single year we've not lost a fig to winter because
I didn't know that. Well, we're going to take a little break here, and we're going to come back, and we're going to continue this conversation, talk more about the Heartland Harvest Garden, what's going on this year, and some of the focuses on food. This is Jasper Morabli, live from Jasper's Kitchen, with a special edition with our friend from Powell's, right here on KCMO, Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710. We're back on Live from Jasper's Kitchen, talking to our friends from Powell Gardens. And we have with us today, I got to tell you something. We're talking food. I got food on my mind. I'm eating in the studio here today. And so if I wander off somewhere, Barb, Tabitha, bring me back, please. Because, man, this is my life right now, ladies. So we're talking about the Harvest Garden right from the beginning. We've been talking about figs and everything, but what makes the Harvest Garden so special? This is for our listeners, because don't get me started, because I was there the first month, the first year, with my hands down in the ground, tasting everything, and got my hands dirty and everything. So I know what it is, but for our guests, what's it all about?
You know, the Harvest Garden, I think, is the crown jewel of Powell Gardens.
It is.
It is our 12-acre organic.
My car only goes back there. I'm telling you, I hate to say it, because there's so much more to it.
Oh, yeah. We have visitors that can just spend their whole day there.
I do.
It is a 12-acre organic garden that is full of every plant, over 2,000 varieties of plants that you can grow in our zone. The most spectacular thing, and what I'm most proud of in the Heartland Harvest Garden, is that we are sustainable. We are organic. We do everything with not using synthetic pesticides or fertilizers. So our food is clean and our food is fresh. And like I said, we grow an enormous amount of a variety of foods.
But Barb, I'm not going to argue with you, but bananas, that's not in our zone.
Okay.
Or papayas.
Yeah, or papayas. Come
that's
on.
Like, that's the other
or cacao.
We have cacao. You have cacao.
Yes,
come
we
on.
Got cacao.
So has anybody made chocolate with the cacao?
We haven't yet.
Can I get the beans this
we
year from
yet.
You?
No. Well, yeah, we'll talk
about
it.
Yeah. Come on. Okay. Don't get me started.
But those tropical varieties, we have a greenhouse that we put our plants in and out. So we move them in the wintertime, and they're in our greenhouse right now. And we move them out for the summer.
But do you cover the plants up, the trees up? I mean, like my brother does with his fig trees?
Okay, fig trees right now, we do have some of them protected because we do some protection on our figs. Not that they require it, because we have figs in other areas that aren't protected.
Well, how about the apples and the...
There's no protection on them.
Really? Everything damage to peaches or anything like that? Any damage ever?
We have had some, and because we have recorded some lows this year in the negatives, and anytime you start getting into -8, -10, -11... You start getting bud damage on fruit trees.
Okay.
And we've just done this past week, Mark Garwin, the horticulturist in the Heartland Harvest Garden. Yay, Mark!
Oh, wow.
we pulled in some peach twigs, and we cut open some blossoms, and we found that some of those blossoms are dead inside. So that is definitely from the cold we've had. But we know that peaches, you can lose an enormous amount of buds and still have a fantastic crop, because you'd have to cull peaches anyway. You can't have 100% of peaches hanging on a tree because it overloads a tree. So you would end up culling every 6 inches. You'd cull peaches off to produce a crop. So it's okay that we lose it. That actually saves us a little bit of trouble of culling fruit later on. So if we lose 50% of a crop on a peach, that's okay, because we'd be culling on peaches anyway. And culling is taking excess fruit off. If you have too much fruit per foot, then you have small, tiny fruit. So you have to cull at certain distances in order to get bigger, juicier fruit.
Boy, I'll tell you something.
We need another session with you.
I was going to say, you're the science guy in the last one, now I'm learning this here. So,
well, edible foods is my passion. I mean, I grew up growing everything there is to grow, and so I kind of know a little of everything.
I just want to say kudos to Barb, because that's the other thing that makes the Heartland Harvest Garden so special. It's one thing to grow all of this, but it's another thing. What do you do with it, right?
Exactly,
how do you interpret it? How do you use it? How do you share it? And education is a key focus for us at Powell Gardens in our mission. And that's one of the things that Barb does. She does an amazing job of teaching people, what is this? What do I do with it? How can I prepare it? You know, she's so creative.
And showing them.
And showing them.
The fruit, people don't realize.
I know,
and
all of it.
And of course, anything from the tomato all the way to the Missouri homegrown baby, the pawpaws themselves.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, we love
Come on,
pawpaws.
People don't realize what
Another
we
one
have
that's
here.
Fun to say. Jujube and
pawpaw. Jujube and pawpaw.
I cannot think of anywhere else in the country that you have this special place to go to. A nice little Sunday drive out to the country.
Oh, yes.
It's beautiful.
25, 30 minutes.
Yeah. Well, it's really a destination spot, isn't it?
But you get out there and you're like, you know, people say, oh, we're going to San Diego Zoo, or we're going here for vacation. You're doing a staycation in Kansas City, then this is the place to go to.
We get that reaction a lot. People get out there and go, oh my goodness, I had no idea. It's a spectacular,
special
place.
Turn the cell phone off
and
walk around and see the beauty right in our own backyard.
And not just see it, Jasper. On the weekends, we really try to get our visitor involved by having chef demos out there that the chefs come out and they harvest from the garden, or we harvest from the garden, and then they incorporate it in a meal, and we have anybody that's out there in the garden can come. You know, you've done some chef demos out there. And we've had Tasting Station where we let people try food that's coming
tomatoes,
out of the garden.
I'm just overwhelmed what you all do with tomatoes. I'm very fortunate to work with the Kurlbaum family. And, you know, we'll have, you know, 12, 14 tomatoes. But I come out there to see you all, and I get tomatoes. I don't want to leave. And I'm packing up tomatoes to go with me.
It's chef heaven, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
chef heaven. Really is. And you do the dinners, which is really something else. And this is big.
The barn dinners have just taken off. We do one a month. I think we start in May. Always on a Sunday evening. So the we're getting all our details in a row right now. But the chefs come out, and they build the menu around what's in the garden. The last one that I went to last year, I think half the menu I'd never even heard of. It was so much fun. And we're going to be adding a lot more education into the barn dinners this next season. So people will really come out with a deeper knowledge. So,
well, let's talk about some other things that are happening this year, because you have a fermentation festival May 6th, 7th. And this is very important because it's all about mushrooms. Is that right?
Fungi and fermentation.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
So it's a focus. It's really concentrated in the Heartland Harvest Garden, really sort of activating that space in a fun, kind of different way. So Barb probably can talk about some of the stuff
mushrooms
that she's...
We're doing it at home right now.
I am a mushroom hunter.
Are you really?
I hunt native
mushrooms.
My wife
is into this because my big... she's all
you
over Kansas,
with me,
Missouri.
We'll start hunting mushrooms.
Wait till you talk to my wife. Uh-oh, we're in trouble.
Morels are like gold in this
that's
part
it,
of the world.
But I do chanterelles. I have a chanterelle heaven that I pick hundreds of pounds a year of chanterelles. That's what I'll be doing. I'll be cooking some chanterelles up on...
I got to tell you, I love chanterelles better than I do morels. Morels are great.
We'll hook you up then.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Yep. And so, we're going to focus on beer and kombucha.
We're doing beer. We're having
microbrews. Kombucha's hot.
Kombucha, I'm going to be doing a couple workshops on kombucha. We'll have some sampling of kombucha. Now, kombucha is a fermented tea for people that don't know.
Our sponsor, Hen House Market, they have the kombucha. They have a kombucha bar right now at the juice bar. So.
It is phenomenal. I make 2.5 gallons every 4 days. That's how much kombucha.
It's good for you.
It's so good for you. And you can change up
the
flavors.
It's good for your skin. It's
so
good
for
your stomach.
So we'll be doing that during fungi. But you know what? A festival's not a festival unless you have music.
That's
and
right.
And we're bringing in
some bands.
No kidding.
Yep. We got 5 top bands coming in. They are AJ Gather, Casey Roush, Kanza Swamp, Ernest James Zydeco Band, and Myco Band.
I know about Myco Band.
These are all Kansas City local bands that know their business. They're very well, have a good following. So,
and of course, the Garden of Myth Exhibition.
Yep.
That's Memorial Day weekend that opens up. That's big. That's
yeah. We are the debut garden, and again, the exhibition will be in the Heartland Harvest Garden. This is the year of the Heartland Harvest Garden, as we like to say.
Yeah,
so
no
goblins, fairies, a 20-foot dragon sculpture. So I think it'll just going to be a fun year, and we want everybody to come out and hang out with us.
Well, I am honored that you involve me every year. Of course, Eric Chance got me involved years ago, and a lot of people don't realize that we don't have regular tomatoes at the restaurants. I don't mess with these frozen tomatoes during the winter. That's like Eric Chance has me on the list every spring. I get the first tomatoes, and we start our mozzarella off with you. Then we move into the Kurlbaums with the heirlooms. But you guys are a very, very special part of Jasper's restaurant
and
our heirloom tomatoes and tableside mozzarella. We thank you. It's Powell Gardens. You have to give them a visit. Go out. Just go to the website, which is
powellgardens.org.
And of course, take a ride out there. It's just right off 1609 Northwest U.S. Highway 50 in Kingsville, Missouri. It's Powell Gardens, my friends. Check them out, because I'm telling you, once you go out to the garden, you'll be mesmerized just like Jasper, and you'll want to spend a whole day there and find out more about what's going on. This is Jasper Mirabile. Of course, we are live from Jasper's Kitchen for 11 years now on KCMO, Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710. Kimberly, what a great interview with my friends from Powell Gardens.
What a great interview. I was out of the studio that day, and you know what? You don't need me.
Yeah, right, Kimberly. Let me tell you how much editing went into that little interview from our friend
Mark
and producer.
Knows.
Yes, Mark will tell you more about that. Kimberly, I'm sitting here going through some of the things we're going to be doing in April, and Easter is right around the corner.
Right.
I'm looking at all these delicious hams that are right behind us.
Mm.
We're in the bakery section at Hen House. It doesn't get any better, but right now, now, I know there's still a lot of things going on this weekend, things that we can do, because spring has sprung. I mean, it's a little drizzling outside, but I think it's going to clear up, hopefully.
Oh, it feels good. This is my kind of weather. It's pouring outside. It's not just sprinkling.
I didn't want to say that
pouring.
To you. Come on. I didn't want, you know, some of our listeners may be in other parts of the city. They may be in New York City, Chicago, Cleveland, Washington,
Las Vegas,
L.A., New Orleans, Las Vegas. Come on. So we're talking about pouring in Kansas City. You know, we'll talk about that problem.
Pouring.
Pouring. What did I say? Pouring. Pouring. Hey, we're talking.
Oh, let's go on here, Jasper. You know, you've got a wine dinner coming up.
It's the Banffy Wine Dinner. He is coming back. The man himself.
The man.
Bill Whiting.
Yeah, very
John
cool.
John Mariani's grandson who started Banffy Wines.
And it's April 18th.
It's one dinner that is you can't if you don't attend this dinner, you have a big problem. I'll tell you right
okay.
now. Because
just come out and say it.
I'm going to tell you, $60, five wines, six courses.
Wow.
And it's unbelievable. It should be a $125 dinner. It really should be. And more than that, Bill will talk about each individual wine.
Right.
And he's a wine educator. That's what he does for the company. Travels the world.
Unlimited seating. It's out on the terrace.
Yeah, he only wants to do it for 50 people. That's all. He can't do more than 50 people.
Call now. So call the restaurant.
You can call 816-941-6600. You can go to jasperskc.com and pay with your PayPal. It's very simple to do PayPal.
It's very simple.
Even I can do PayPal.
Even you can do it. I bet Alex had to teach you.
And also our beer experience is coming up April 24th.
Green Flash.
Yeah. So what a great beer from San Diego.
That's right.
We'll have some guests there talking beer and some delicious recipes I'm developing along with the beer. So you can go online also and check out PayPal with that too.
And that pork shank that you did on KSHB last week, right?
Deconstructed pork shank with a green flash.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's going to be good. Well, Kimberly, it's a great weekend. Thanks for coming on with me today. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for asking me, Jasper.
You all better listen next week.
Is there a question?
Yeah. Make sure you come back next week when we have another live show right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio, 103.7 FM, AM 710.